We're speaking with Red Concepcion coming to Buffalo on the national tour of Miss Saigon, which will be at Shays Buffalo from Tuesday, February 26th through Sunday, March 3rd. Red, thanks for taking our call.
Thank you for having me.
Is Red a nickname? Or?
Well, it's short for Redmond, which is my full name.
I like Red.
Yeah, right? It's nice. It's Red, yeah.
In Miss Saigon, you're playing a character with kind of an unusual title that doesn't really seem to match what you do. You're called the engineer. You sort of engineer things, and you're kind of an operator, but I've never understood why you're called the engineer.
Well, the way that the engineer has learned to live through life and get ahead, survive life, is by wheeling and dealing, you know, and making deals and engineering deals. And so actually we start the show with in his bar where he deals in every kind of unsavory thing you can think of.
Now, I read that the role as cast is, and I'm quoting here, sleazy but likable, small-time hustler, entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? All that's true, I think.
That's a very good description of him. Yeah, sleazy but likable. Yeah, which basically is, that was kind of like a hard thing for me. One of the challenges of the role was like, how do I take this really unlikable character and make him interesting? But then like, not just interesting, but like, yeah, charming. But then I realized that like, basically that's what every charlatan is. Every person that tries to scheme and make questionable deals will always be charming. I'm sure you know a few people like that, right? But charm you into, like, charm you into some really bad deals. And so I was like, oh, it makes so much sense, yeah.
And the more charming they are, the more successful they are. And
exactly.
And your character, the engineer, is certainly successful. Although I have to admit, you're in a number of songs, but mm-hmm. for me, my favorite is What a Waste. And it reminds me a little of the character from the other Bublil and Schoenberg musical, Les Mis, mm-hmm. The Master of the House. Who, again, is right. kind of sleazy but charming.
That kind of... And it's a very fun number for me to do as well.
Oh, I bet it is. You just go through all the terrible things that you do, and it just sounds right. so wonderful.
It's a fun moment for the audience. There's a lot to see, and there's a lot of action. But it's actually kind of like a very low point in, like, I guess, the engineer's life. It put in a very comic way. He's in a different country. They find themselves in Thailand, where basically all his tricks don't work. And he's trying to, like, you know, he's suddenly whereas when he was in Vietnam during the war, he was like a king basically in his own little kingdom. He's in a new place where he finds himself just drowning. You know, it's fun that you see his like. His journey take that turn.
Even though we think, oh, you know, he'll land on his feet.
Right.
And you sort of do.
It's hard. It also gives the audience kind of like the satisfaction to kind of see him like get away with stuff basically in Bangkok and how he manages to flip that. Towards the end of that number, he's like, he finally wins. And so that kind of endears him a bit to the audience. That doesn't, despite him being charming and very, very likable, that doesn't excuse, it's funny, that doesn't excuse, like, the many horrible things. I mean, he's a horrible person, if you think about it. Yeah, and he's just in, like, this very kind of funny, comedic, mm-hmm. likable persona, yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that. If you realize that most of the people on stage, most of the characters on stage, they are where they are, and they're driven to do what they do by forces that are much larger than they are.
Mm-hmm.
So my overall question is, are there any quote-unquote bad guys in this musical? Are there any people that you would say are unredeemable?
Well, a lot of people like to cast the engineer as the villain, but really, if you think about it, I think Miss Saigon is really about people dealing with the aftermath of a war. And the after effects of the war. And if you really think about it, like all the characters in this show, no one comes out of the war unscathed. We've all done some very questionable things, except that, see, the engineer was a product of that whole war. And he comes from a very different background from, I suppose, you can say Chris and Kim. And he, you know, at the start of American Dream, he talked about it very, very briefly about like how, you know, his mom was also how he used to sell his mom, and, you know, all of that. So he comes from the other side of that war. And I think Miss Saigon is like a reminder of the kind of people that are produced by a war. And the engineer is one of those people. So you have Kim and Chris who have this love that powers them through and propels them to endure. But then on the other flip side, you also have like the engineer who, because of being in that kind of environment, has only learned to do questionable things and whose moral compass is just all out of whack. Yeah, it's a good reminder of like what war does to people. And Miss Saigon makes a very good job, I believe, of like showing you all the people that come out of the war. Even Tui, which is one of the characters in Act One, and he's of the Viet Cong, and you see his side as well, and how he was also kind of like made to believe certain things, and what that also forces him to do. In Act One. I can't spoil it. But
No. You don't have to. You may know, public television aired a multiple-week series by Ken Burns called Vietnam. And it was perhaps the most in-depth, most intensive coverage of the war I've ever seen or read. So I think a lot of people who are coming now to watch Miss Saigon have a much bigger understanding, much deeper. I did want to mention the musical is based roughly on an opera, and we have a lot of opera listeners, by Puccini, called Madama Butterfly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I understand the original inspiration was a photograph which showed a Vietnamese mother leaving her child at an airport departure gate, and the child was going to board an airplane for the United States, where the child's father, an ex-GI, would be in a much better position to raise the child, she thought. And Schoenberg thought that this was just the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes. And I've seen that photograph, and it's devastating when you see that photograph. But then also kind of like the strength of that mother, actually, is what I find very admirable. Just save my child. You know, as long as my child, the sacrifice that this mother was willing to do. I mean, it's hard for that for a mother or for any parent, actually, I can imagine, to be separated from their kid. But like, if that kid can have a better life, that kind of sacrifice that I guess only parents can understand. Everything in the musical kind of leads up to that, to this choice of Kim of how, you know. How can I make sure that my child gets a better life? And it's devastating. It's like all that part of the show is always when it gets to that part, it's crazy.
Did you and the director or the cast talk about how current these topics are? I mean, the topics of, you know, parents and wanting their children to have a better life, and immigration and the devastation of war. Do you guys talk about that, how current and relevant this musical is?
We didn't have to talk about it. Like, I think everyone in the cast, like, understood. And, like, if you see the show, there's no way that you can, like, not see how relevant it is and how the same themes have been talked about and dealt with in, like, you know, all kinds of art through, like, all the decades. And it's amazing that we're still kind of like in that space. Hopefully us actors in the show are kind of like doing our part, opening up people's minds and like making a better world, hopefully, by doing this show.
for my opera-going listeners who may be thinking, oh, it's Broadway, I like opera, I can assure you, if you love Puccini and you love a good cry, you will like Miss Saigon. And just to, you know, briefly draw the parallels, my opera friends, Kim, the 17-year-old girl, she corresponds to Butterfly in the original opera. And then instead of Pinkerton, we have Chris, who, you know, marries her in, you know, his own way. We have Ellen, Chris's American wife, corresponding to Kate, and John, Chris's friend, who corresponds to the kind of go-between Sharpless. Your character, though, is much more created out of whole cloth. There's a guy in the opera called Goro, but he's, yeah, he's there, but he's not a central character. But you really, you captivate everyone's attention. You're on stage a lot.
Yeah, I was very surprised about that. But, like, he satisfies a lot of, like, archetypal forms, you know. He's the jester, he's the narrator, he's the villain. He plays a lot of roles, basically, in this musical. And it's very fun to perform as an actor, just kind of, like, juggling all of that. Like, the engineer, really. Like, as an actor, I've got a lot of balls up in the air. And I have to juggle all of them. And it's very fun to play.
We're speaking with Red Concepcion. He's an actor, singer, dancer. He is starring in the role of the engineer in the current tour, the U.S. tour of Miss Saigon, by the same creative team that brought us Les Mis, along with lyrics by Richard Maltby Jr. It's at Shays Performing Arts Center. It runs all the way from Tuesday, February 26th, to Sunday evening, March 3rd. Red, so you keep going to these different cities, and you're on stage mostly at night. I think that you probably have three matinees. What do you do during the day?
I like to see, you know, when I can, when I have the energy, because the engineer is a very tiring part. I would tell you, like, it's a very tiring part. So I usually just kind of, like, try to recuperate some of it the day after. But when I do have the time, I like to see the sights in whatever city that I'm in. It's good. This is my first time in America. I'm from the Philippines. And it's like, I'm getting, like, I'd like to say, like, a crash course of America. I'm seeing all of it at once. So it's fantastic. Every new city that we're in is new to me. So I try to see as much of it as I can. Like, seeing the museums. I do love a good museum. And eating the food. Finding, like, the best places to eat.
We are very close to Niagara Falls.
Fantastic. Yes, yes.
And also, we're the birthplace of the famous wings. We call them wings. If you're not from Buffalo, right, you call them buffalo wings.
Right. I do love a good wing. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
There you go. Well, they were invented right here in Buffalo.
I can't wait.
Well, it's been delightful chatting.
Well, I just want to say that this show is coming to you guys direct from Broadway, and Cameron McIntosh has not spared any expense in bringing this tour on the road. So it's amazing. It's going to be one of the most spectacular things that you'll ever see on stage, and with some of the most amazing music that you'll ever hear. I personally think it's one of the best scores that's ever been written for the stage. And it's a fantastic cast from all over the world. We've got people from Japan, Malaysia, Australia, and I'm from the Philippines. And it's fantastic. It's a wonderful night at the theater.
We're speaking with Red Concepcion. He is starring in the role of the engineer in the U.S. tour of Miss Saigon at Shays Performing Arts Center, Tuesday, February 26th through Sunday evening, March 3rd. Red, a lot of times when you're looking you up, you're referred to as the Pinoy engineer. And so I had to look up Pinoy, which means simply from the Philippines.
From the Philippines, yeah. Because there has been like a long list of Filipinos who have played the engineer and been involved with Miss Saigon. The first one, obviously, was Filipino, was the original Kim, which was Lea Salonga. And the last, the most recent one, Filipino involved was John Briones, who played the engineer on Broadway. Personally, I take a lot of pride to be like, you know, to put my name alongside theirs. Well, yeah. I can't wait to be in Buffalo and see you very soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks so much.
For WNED, WBFO, this is Peter Hall.